This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
What it means if COVID vaccine has to be shipped at more than 100 below zero. I'm David Brancaccio. First, what appears to be a major ransomware attack on the computers of Universal Health Services, one of the largest hospital chains. This affects hundreds of locations. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
A network outage at Universal Health Services hospitals and clinical facilities across the country began overnight Sunday, forcing employees onto paper backup systems. Cybersecurity experts say the incident is likely a ransomware attack in which hackers lock up computer networks, often stealing information, and demand payment to restore access. There were anecdotal reports of disrupted operations at various hospitals, from Wi-Fi-based patient monitors not functioning to emergency room wait times growing exponentially and canceled surgeries. Universal Health Services released a short statement saying its network is offline due to an IT security issue and that no patient or employee data appears to be compromised. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
In this COVID economy, let's check in today with the hotels. Here's Marketplace's Justin Ho.
There have been some signs of life in the hotel industry, says Lynn Moorfield, who runs the California Hotel and Lodging Association, mostly near outdoorsy areas in the state.
Since air travel is not quite back yet, most people are jumping in their cars.
Hotels in urban areas have been struggling. The American Hotel and Lodging Association says occupancy rates in many cities are half of what they were last year, or worse. One reason, Moorfield says, corporate conferences aren't happening this fall.
It's going to be very difficult to hold over across November, December, January, which are traditionally the slower months.
Hotels have high fixed costs. Owners often buy their properties and take out mortgages. Vijay Dandapani of the Hotel Association of New York City says paying back that debt is tough now.
When you don't have money for such an extended period of time, you're going to just lose the ability to remain solvent.
Dandapani says roughly 30% of hotels in New York City are likely to go out of business. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
The S&P future is down a single point. London is down 0.5%.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
Human testing of one of the COVID vaccines has been partially halted until some questions from regulators can be answered. Stock in Inovio Pharmaceuticals fell 28% yesterday, another 5% in pre-market trading now. Now, if we get a vaccine that safely works, another vast project is getting it to people. Distribution involves colossal logistical and fairness issues, which we're covering here from multiple angles. Now to the string of super cold refrigerators that may be needed. Thomas Tighe is CEO of Direct Relief, an accredited distributor of medicines and other medical goods. It's a California-based nonprofit with a focus on getting care to people who can least afford it. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, David. My pleasure.
So we'll see what vaccines get approved, but a couple of the leading candidates require special handling and distribution, and you do this sort of thing.
Yeah, Direct Relief is a nonprofit that is accredited as a drug distributor in all 50 states. So we among the things we do throughout the country is handle prescription medications that we provide at no charge, including vaccines and insulin and other therapies that require cold storage and transportation.
You might be tempted to say, let's just go out in front of some college dorms at the end of the semester and collect some old dorm fridges. This is not going to work necessarily for the early vaccines.
A couple of the leading candidates, they're at a lower than typical temperature storage is sort of the guidance that's been provided. And although their vaccines are relatively straightforward, how to handle them, how to store them, it's usually within a temperature range of 2 to 8 degrees Celsius. When you're looking at other products, vaccines that require minus 70 degrees Celsius, that's a different type of storage, different equipments involved, and the temperature range is important to maintain pursuant to whatever the manufacturers say. So that's certainly adding to the complexity and the fact that it's a new disease that we're trying to address with a vaccine that doesn't yet exist at a temperature range that's outside the norm. You know, there are a lot of variables that increase the degree of difficulty involved.
So someone's going to have to find and then pay for some kind of refrigeration, depending on what the requirements are in the end.
The ultra-cool vaccine, there's not a national platform for handling the volume that's anticipated for 330 plus million people. But, you know, there's a recognition that what needs to be in place for which scenario at what time frame. And I think a lot of it does involve the cold chain capacity of the country broadly, but then specific locations so that the coverage, you know, is universal, which is ultimately the plan.
Are you confident that the federal government is in fact doing the planning right now, or are you, you know, issuing a call for greater attention to this?
The material that's been issued by the federal government is very good. The strategy is clear. The components are well outlined, but, you know, someone has to do the work. The best laid plans, you know, can be terrific plans, but they have to be executed well. And I think our antenna are focused on how material gets to the people, because the science can be good, but it is of no value if it doesn't ultimately get to the people in an appropriate, safe, secure way.
Thomas Tighe is president and CEO of Direct Relief, a nonprofit distributor of medical supplies and medicines. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, David. Thank you very much.
The shipper UPS is setting up 2 freezer farms near distribution hubs in Kentucky and in the Netherlands just for this purpose. Pop over to marketplace.org for more in our series Fast Track, the grand challenge of vaccinating the world against COVID-19. Our producers are Meredith Gerritsen, Candice Manriquez-Wren, Stephen Ryan, Daniel Shin, and Erica Soderstrom. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.